Welcome back to Evolve Your Soul podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be going over all things subconscious.
Yeah, so subconscious mind, programming, and creating your reality.
Yes. So excited to talk about creating your own reality because I think it's a really big one for a lot of people. And if your mindset is in the right spot, you can definitely achieve that in a quicker time period.
Yeah, and I feel like all three of them link in very nicely because it's like you can't have one without the other two.
Absolutely.
Like it all blends nicely and it's all a process. So
yeah,
I think it'd be good to go through everything and what we've learned, our experiences. So
let's get into it.
The subconscious mind is so powerful and it's subconscious for a reason because we don't act, we're not actually aware of it.
Yeah.
Like it's not in our awareness at all.
Absolutely. And that's like even when you're driving a car, like once you've done that task so many times, it's repetitive, it's in your subconscious. And then you don't actually think about it, you just do it.
Yeah.
And that's like what you do every day. What are you doing consciously?
Yeah, it's like you go into autopilot because your brain and your body have just memorized it. So it's just an automatic process for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess 95% of our mind is subconscious. From the ages that we're 1 to 7,
yeah,
that's where most of our subconscious beliefs are wired in, really.
Yes, where they come from. And, you know, you'll always hear people say, oh, they're so young, they won't even remember this by the time they're this age. That's totally wrong because that is when you create the steps for a child. Like, that's where they learn everything. That's where they learn how to do these things that you teach them. And once you become an adult, you then have to unlearn the bad habits that you've learned over time. So I guess just taking consciousness.
Yeah, I think it's like because you're raising your awareness and becoming your own person. So whether or not you're aware of yourself projecting the subconscious beliefs, you know, thoughts that have been programmed your whole life, and, you know, that has been formed into your identity of who you are and who you believe you are, really. So when we, you know, we grow up and we have a few situations where we can identify things that we don't actually like, and then we can bring the issue to our awareness.
Yeah.
So we can rewire the subconscious beliefs that have been ingrained into our mind since we were literally born.
Young. Yeah. Find that root cause, that root issue. And figure out if it serves a purpose anymore. Is that serving who you want to be? Or is it serving who you used to be? You've got to start learning how to let go of that tie and say, okay, no, this is not how I want to live anymore. That was me just living like a robot. Because essentially that's what you've learned to be. Like TVs also program you. They program you to believe in certain things, to do things a certain way. And, you know, like, there's an ad that I always heard as a kid and it was just like a telephone number and it's still planted. That one is still so like, why do we remember that number?
Yeah.
Because that's, they wanted you to remember that.
Yeah.
Little jingles, psychology tricks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that goes with the programming from when we were younger. It all goes from our parents and the generations above us because we don't come to Earth and say, I want to believe in this. It's whatever your parents believe in, you're going to believe in.
Yeah.
Like that's what's going to be pushed into you. Obviously not everyone is like that. But it's where you're living. It's where you're growing up. That's what you're going to fall into. The same patterns.
Yeah. Exactly. Same cycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it comes down to breaking the cycle. If you decide that you don't resonate with the things that you were brought up in to believe in.
Absolutely.
That created your whole identity.
Yeah, I noticed as well for myself personally, once I moved out of home, it was relearning. Who am I? Who am I without these people like in the same house? Like I spent a lot of time alone and I was like, okay, that's not how I want to live anymore. Because that wasn't serving me. So I had to sit with myself. And I guess that's one of the hardest parts when you're really like diving into your subconscious is learning why you do the things the way you do. And that's a really big one.
Yeah.
So take as you resonate, I guess, But really dive deep. Even if you get a journal, write down everything that you do in a day. Mm-hmm. Log that for the next 7 days. Start crossing out the things that don't serve a purpose anymore.
Yeah. I guess that goes with the, like, shadow work behind it. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when I first moved out as well, it was like a whole new world to me. And then I realized, like, it was just in my awareness so clear that, you know, generational trauma has been passed down.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did is I did a trauma tree. So I did my mom's side of my family, my dad's side of the family, and wrote down any, like, coping mechanisms or, like, mental illnesses that have gone down.
Yeah.
To find where things stem from, how that family part acts, and then, like, how it's all been brought down to who I am today, so I could fully get to the root of it and pull it apart to create my new identity that I do resonate with, and I wasn't brought into believing that's who I was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what made the biggest difference from me going to, like, 0 to 100, is because I got over the fact that that is that's how life was for me, that's how I was brought up. So once I got past that and, you know, did the work on my family and the cycles being passed down, I was able to break the cycle and create new ones.
Yeah.
And it's just life-changing.
Yeah. And not everyone in your family is going to be accepting of it, because they're going to be like, why aren't you doing this?
Mm.
This is how we've always done it. Mm. Why are you changing now?
Yeah.
You've done it all your life. And it's like, well, ask yourself the question deep down, has it helped you?
Mm.
No. It hasn't served you a purpose either. You're just doing it because it's what you were told to do.
Mm.
You haven't looked into the reasons why you do these things.
Yeah.
So taking a look really into that reasoning, and again, that will tie in with creating your own reality. So once you start looking at what you do like in a day that you do, discontinue a few things that aren't serving you.
Yeah. So I guess, like, when we're going through, like, the subconscious mind, that the bad stuff that's been imprinted that we don't resonate with, not bad stuff, but the stuff that we don't resonate with, we can then clear that out and plant in the stuff that we do resonate with, which will allow us to create our reality. So it goes both ways. Like, you can't hate it for what it's caused you.
Yeah.
Because you can also love it for what it's going to do for you.
Yeah, you have to accept what it has brought you and what you can do with it moving forward and where you're going to go with it moving forward.
Yeah. And there's always a lesson, like, you can't, you know, look badly at the situation, because there was a lesson to learn that you were meant to know for a reason to bring you to this part of your life of you creating a reality.
Yes.
So
and you can't get upset with people for doing their best with what they know.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I had to overcome as well, is just be forgiving and accepting and know that they are doing the best with what they do know at that certain time of their life.
Yeah.
So
deep down, I think, everyone has good intentions, and no one intentionally would ever, you know, want to hurt someone without their own pain subconsciously projecting through that.
Yes.
You know, like, that's not the intent of people, I believe, and people are just doing the best of what they know.
Yeah, so. And I feel like you're all mirrors to one another anyway. So some people are in your life to mirror back to you what you don't accept.
Mm.
And they'll keep coming and showing up until you accept that that's a part of you that you don't like.
Yeah, it's so, like, the lesson that needs to be learned.
Yeah, and literally it will show up in different people, different times of your life. And if you're not taking, like, if you're not aware of it, it's going to just keep coming up.
Yeah.
And once you finally make that awareness and step into that, you're just like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Awareness is a really big thing.
Mm.
I would just go about my day. I would want to work all the time because I didn't want to feel my emotions. And so I would just work. I would keep myself busy. I would never sit with myself. And then I would wonder why I've had this suppressed anger, suppressed sadness, or all these pent up emotions in my body. And they would build up for months until one day I would just get so upset and I would just cry and I'd be down for a week. And I'm like, why am I getting like this every few months? And it wasn't until I fully realized it's because I'm not being aware of how my body is feeling when I'm in a situation. Like, you'll know if some situation you're not meant to be there, your body feels uneasy, you just you can just tell in a situation. You're like, oh, this is not good for me. So why do you keep doing those things? So like, start bringing awareness to your everyday life. Even when you make your coffee or make a drink for yourself, just sit with that and just acknowledge what you're doing. Don't just be on autopilot and just drink because it's there. So, yeah.
I guess it's about, being conscious and doing things differently, because if you are thinking the same thoughts, doing the same behaviors, you're going to get the same outcome every time. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So if you're on autopilot, unconsciously going about your day, the same thing, talking to the same people, doing the same, you know what I mean? Every day is just going to be the same thing over and over. You're going to feel the same way. You're going to think the same thoughts. You're going to.
And you are what you surround yourself with. You are those people.
Yeah.
If you're going to be the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Mm.
And I will always say that to people, like, as well, messy action is still action. So regardless if you think you're doing something wrong or if you're scared of failure, you've got to try. You've got to keep taking steps towards who you want to be. Otherwise, you will not get there. And you'll just be here 5 years' time wishing you did something about it when you could have just taken a step each day. A step in the next direction, the one that you want to go to. So what's stopping you?
Yeah. I feel like for me in that situation, I would always think that I'm not doing enough. Even if I did that little step each day, it's like my ego would be screaming at me like, that's not good enough. And you just want to go like so intense and so fast. But like it can work like that.
Yeah.
But when you are still figuring it out, like that little step is all that you need, because you don't realize how much it adds up until you're like 3 months down the track and you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a completely different person the best way possible right now. So I resonate with that, doing the one little thing at a time.
Absolutely.
So in speaking about that, we can also go into how do we rewire our subconscious to create the reality that we want, because we know that through quantum physics and the United Field of Potential, that
let's dive in.
That our thoughts create our reality. Like there is evidence, there is proof, it's out there. Like it's a thing. Okay.
A ton of research.
So let's talk about that. How did you rewire your subconscious after you were able to clear out and identify what you didn't want? How did you implement the things that you didn't want?
Okay, that's a great question. I would write a list of everything either that I wanted to achieve or wanted to work towards. I wouldn't set it, say, 5 years. I would only set it every month, every 3 months, because then it was something that I could physically work towards. And then that way it wasn't a lot of pressure on myself. Okay, so I'm not going to have a drink. I'm not going to touch alcohol. I'm not going to touch soda. Like, those small things, when you are so used to having it every day, you go to reach for it. Just even like being on your phone, minimizing screen time is very important as well. So I would just turn off my notifications. Simple little steps like that, that now I've cut back maybe 2-3 hours a day on screen time, because every time I would get a notification, I'd pick up my phone, and then all of a sudden an hour later I'm still on it. I'm like, oh, I could have been doing so much more. I guess, as well as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, is getting a book and writing down things that you do every day, deciding which ones are the ones you want to keep. Because let's say I challenge you to do this for 7 days, write down everything good and bad, what you're doing every single day, and then come back in a week's time and then look onto that and say, what is serving me? What's going to get me where I want to be in a few weeks? Okay, if I'm not reading, if I'm on my phone too much, if I am doing literally nothing. Like, sometimes rest is great. Good, you need those days for rest. It's important. But you need to acknowledge what isn't working for you. And don't let your ego be like, I can't stop doing that. You just have to, you don't have to cut it out straight away. Even if you try for a day, try the next day. And then just keep trying. Otherwise, it won't work, because you have to be willing to put in the work for it. I'm sorry, but you're not going to get the results if you don't put in the work. You can manifest it, you can think about it, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I resonate with that, like, process a lot. I feel like for me, when I first started, you know, doing the shadow work behind my subconscious and like how programmed I really was, the biggest thing for me is I realized that subconsciously I kept attracting the same type of guys into my life that resembled the relationship that I had with my dad, because on a subconscious level, that was normal for me.
Yeah.
That's what felt safe and normal and okay, because I wasn't really close with my dad growing up.
Yeah.
So it was like emotionally unavailable, just like not really there. We have a great relationship now. I love my dad so much. But at the time, that would feel good to me. Like, so when I'd meet a guy that would be emotionally unavailable and just like,
you'd chase for the attention.
Yeah.
Because that was normal for you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know that this person's not good for you, but it just felt so safe and normal, and it just resembled everything that I'd ever known. So every guy would just be the same lesson, the same type of person. Yeah. Until I realized that was just.
How did you overcome that?
Yeah. It was just going through and bringing that to my awareness that I keep getting the same experiences and the same people because I haven't learned the lesson. And that's when it clicked, and I learned that is why they kept coming into my experience.
Yeah.
And then I changed my beliefs around men, you know, and just had to do all this work about like love relationships, what it's meant to be for you and what you actually deserve other than what everything else has taught you in the past. And then, you know, that's when I started attracting like really good guys into my life. Yeah. So I guess that's where it was like buried in my subconscious. I brought it to awareness. I transmuted it. And then I came out with new beliefs that aligned with the things that I want to attract.
Yeah.
And that's how I went from shitty guys to good guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah. And it took such a long time to realize that it all stemmed from my childhood.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy as well, because I guess I was like that with friendships in a sense. Yeah. I was attracting the people who wouldn't reciprocate what I was giving out, and it's because I couldn't accept myself for who I was. It's like, I'm such a loving person. Like, I'm so caring, and I just want to give my all, and I just wasn't getting that in return. And I was like, okay. So I started taking myself out, doing things with myself, going on adventures, because what can they give me that I can't give myself in a friendship? And then once I started doing that and just accepting the right people will come into my life at the right time, and only to start resonating and talking, reaching out to people who I feel like I would resonate with, was when I started getting those people into my life, attracting them.
Yeah.
That's how I came across you. I'm like, hello.
Yeah. I feel like the relationship you have with yourself affects all the others.
Absolutely.
As well. Because I'm the same. Like, before, like, I went like a solid 2 years with like no friends, like not one friend.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was just like, it's because I had a bad relationship with myself as well. Like, obviously going through past trauma, I wasn't in the best position, and I would just project and it was just not a good time. And because I had that bad relationship with myself, if I did try and make a friend, it would be a shit friend.
Yeah.
Like, that would just like do me wrong and do me dirty.
Yeah.
But then it's like, once I started working on myself and like actually loving myself, and like despite everything that had happened, keep moving forward, that's when I made like the most amazing, beautiful friends. Move my hands. Most beautiful friends ever. And like, it just like keeps getting better. Like, the more that I do the inner work, the better my life is getting in all aspects. Like,
me
love,
too.
Friendships. It's just,
yeah, it's crazy. Hey,
yeah,
I feel that as well. I feel like once you let go, you have to be willing to let go of old friendships and friendships that no longer serve you.
Yes.
Like, you could have history with someone, but if they're just bringing you down, if you find that your lifestyles don't match up, it's okay. They were part of your journey for a reason. Yeah. You don't have to lower yourself. You don't have to dim your light to fit in. Oh my God. I keep pulling that card in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, don't dim to fit in.
Yeah.
In my oracles. And it's like, okay, so what do I need to work on? How was I dimming myself to fit in?
Yeah.
Why did I would be around two different people and I'd be two different people. You know?
It's like small, like short-term comfort in exchange for like long-term.
Yeah.
Like long-term, like amazing.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just crazy how you can be yourself around one person and not yourself around another just to fit in.
Yeah.
It's, why would you bother? You don't want to be in that room anyway.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about when we first met.
Yeah.
Because we instantly clicked. We were talking about how we'd go and like try and make friends, and we would instantly start like faking our
way. Yeah, we would just pretend to be someone we're not.
Yeah.
To impress them.
To make them like us.
Yeah.
Like, does that not scream people pleasing to
you? Does that not scream red flag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like you do the work and then you realize, you look back and you're like, why was I even like, that is so silly. Like, you can see straight through that.
Yeah. Like, you can now. Then you couldn't.
Yeah.
But
because you want people to like you.
Yeah.
But like, that repels them.
Yeah. I feel like that makes
it's like no friendship ever works out if it's like that.
If it's forced and it's like, please like me.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going into a friendship to gain something, then that's even worse.
Yeah.
As well. Like, you've got to be in it to be genuine, authentic. Yeah. Just be you.
Yeah. And I feel like your body will already signal to you when you meet someone.
Oh, yes.
You'll kind of be like,
holy.
Nah. Or yeah.
Yeah. I have walked into a room before and there's been someone that the group of people are like, oh, my God, this girl, you're going to love her.
Mm.
But you could just tell that she was not being herself as well. And I just had a weird vibe and I was like, no.
Mm.
I would be like, oh, yeah, hey, like, get along, but you don't have to surround yourself with those people just because your other friends like them.
Yeah.
So that's really important as well.
It's like your intuition knows. And it's not like that they're a bad person. Like, everyone's going through their own thing. It's just at the end of the day, you can kind of feel what works for you, what doesn't, what makes you feel good, what doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I guess, I went on a, I went on like a Bumble meetup and there was about like 20 of us girls.
Yeah.
And a bunch of them already like were friends and knew each other. They just wanted to meet other people. And like, I knew a few girls were like, oh, there's this group that's going, you know, and I was like really excited and they seemed really nice. But at the end of the day, I knew that I didn't resonate with them and that we would just.
Surface.
It was just surface. And I was just like lovely girls.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I couldn't because I feel like I would need to dim myself to fit in because I'm not on that wavelength.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like I don't resonate and it's fine. But at the end, it just goes to show like the, if you are authentic yourself, which I wasn't on that day, I was kind of, you know, faking it a little.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be like too woo-woo
myself. Yeah. And
scare them away.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, like lovely girls, but. Probably not for me.
Yeah, and that's good to be aware of that as well.
Yeah, like go home and like say to myself like Abby, what?
No, and that's the thing, you'll meet people for a reason.
Mm.
Like, you cross paths with people for a reason, so then you know who are your people, who aren't.
Yeah.
And I found that I have definitely started meeting my people by doing the things that I want to do. Like, as I've mentioned, I think before, I go to a Sunday stillness, which is like a breath work and meditation. And we actually, I met this lovely girl there. I've met like five different girls there. And just, they're so like-minded in no one wants to talk about anyone else.
Mm.
Everyone just wants to talk about self-development and breath work and how everyone is on their own journey. And it's magical.
Mm.
Like, the energy that you feel being surrounded by the right people, you just wonder why the hell you put up with the bad energy for so long.
Yeah. I think it also goes to your vibration, because when you did have the friendships that, you know, they weren't the best for you, it's because you were vibrating at that level.
Yes.
And as you raise your consciousness and your vibration, you start attracting in people that are on the same vibration as you.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, a mirror.
Yeah.
As you go. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, because if you're vibrating at this frequency, you have people being magnetized to you, and they're all mirrors of what you're emitting out.
Yes, exactly. So what you can see in someone else is, you can see that for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, it's literally magic. I love that.
Okay, so talking about meeting the right people at the right time on your frequency.
Yeah.
I met this lady, and even though I didn't really resonate with her, I know she came into my life for a reason, because at the time I was telling her how I would do readings for me and predict stuff of myself. And she was that push that made me reach out and start doing them for other people,
yeah,
which turned out to be amazing. Like, I did like a live event and everything. And it's just like, if I didn't meet her, I don't know. I feel like that was the universe sending someone to push me.
Yeah.
Because we only spoke for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Because it was through work. We only spoke for like a few weeks and then that was it. But she gave me that push.
And that's all you need is that energetic push sometimes too.
Yeah, I feel like if your ego is, because it was my ego, it was like, you know, like you're not good enough, you know, you don't have a special ability or gift, like all these, you know, and then I was just like, oh my gosh, that's my ego screaming that because like of my subconscious mind, my conditioning.
Yeah.
Saying that.
Yeah.
But then I realized the universe was like, Abby's not budging, send her in.
Yeah. Send this girl in and literally start pushing her.
She was no bullshit. She just got straight to the point. She was like, no, like, do this.
Yeah. And I mean, like, so much of the reason you're not doing what you say you want to do is because of your mind.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Like, you think you can't. If you think you can't deep down in your heart, then you're not going to be able to do it because that's how you feel. You have to let go of that feeling and be willing and open.
Yeah.
And I speak about that, like, on like with my coaching calls, like my clients, and I always have to say, like, you have to try something for the first time, and even if you do it wrong, like, because that's a mindset block. If you don't believe that at the core of your success is talent and genetics, then like that's a rookie mistake, because that's not where the success comes from. Success, it's effort over time that produces accomplishment. So, you know, you have to believe in yourself and you have to keep trying, keep doing new things until you believe. You have to believe. And I'm just gonna say it all the time, I'm gonna sound like a freaking broken record, but if you don't believe in you, how can you get others to believe in you?
Yeah.
You have to embody that confidence, embody that person that you want to be.
Yeah.
And start being her or him, whoever.
Yeah, I feel like people will block themselves. That's the only thing that's stopping them, mm-hmm. is themselves getting in their own way.
Yeah.
And I resonate with the embodying, because you can tell yourself, you can tell your mind as many times as you want, I am this, I am that. But if you don't feel it in every cell of your body,
mm-hmm.
and you don't embody the feeling, like, it won't happen, because manifesting isn't just like a little ritual that you do. It is a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It is like the person that you deep down know that you are, and you're just making your way through life. It's not just like you write in your journal once and you're like, ah, done.
Yeah.
It is a lifestyle, and that's why it's just a process. And once you surrender to the flow of the universe,
yes,
and just, you know,
you become a magnet.
Yeah. You are worthy. You do deserve it. You are going to get it. And you just live your life with that in your mind and in your heart,
yeah,
you have no problems at all, ever.
Yeah. Also, this might sound a bit weird, but I like to talk to my water before I drink it.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yes.
I was watching that documentary about the intention, how water changes its structure.
Yes.
Molecule structure. Yeah.
It does.
Because when you speak into it, it actually changes. So when you drink it, you're
embodied. Like,
yeah.
You know those affirmations that you say in the morning? Say it to your water.
Yeah.
It'll be so much more powerful because you're literally taking it in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I was just going to say, you know, like, I would leave with that saying to definitely try these things that we've mentioned in the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. All I was going to say is, like, you can just write it down on a bit of paper and, like, put it under your water while it soaks in the moonlight if you want to do a ritual.
Drink up that moon water.
And then, like, I read it to myself while I'm drinking and, like, put it in the water.
Yeah. I love that. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
Your mind and body is a powerful thing.
I know. Don't get in your own way, guys.
Yeah, don't let that ego.
You are worth anything. You're no different from the people that have what you already want.
Yes.
So it's up to you. Like, decide now and then just roll with it. Even if your environment is telling you that it's not real, be greater than your environment, be greater than your mind, be greater than your body.
Absolutely. We'll leave them with that.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for tuning in again, guys. Don't forget to look at our Instagram, Evolve Your Soul, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks. Bye.